Here we go with episode 3 of season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. If you miss episodes 1 or 2, they posted in the two previous days to this one as we relaunched on August 1st for our 8th season thanks to our presenting sponsor, Hooters. Hooters is celebrating 40 years, and in honor of the anniversary, on the 4th of every month, that's tomorrow, Hooters will be hosting throwback events. I think as NFL fans, we know that theme is being used a lot this season. Well, Hooters is hosting throwback events, bringing the 80s back with 83-cent wings and other great specials. 83-cent wings, considering the price I've been paying for wings the last, year or so, to do it in, I would imagine, increments of 5, 10, something like that for 83 cents. Good deal. And I hear that even the world famous Hooters girls may be wearing their 80s gear on these throwback event days. So the 4th of every month, all year, celebrating 40 years, 83-cent wings, and other great specials. Visit any of the original Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. And to emphasize what I've been saying throughout the first week of these podcasts, we will be returning to Hooters to draft for the Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues for the first time since 2019 at a location, date, and time to be announced. We will continue doing live in-person drafts that I guarantee will be done as the administrator of these leagues in 90 minutes or less. And we'll have a good time seeing each other and being at Hooters. So again, soliciting those of you that would like to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, I am guaranteeing one league this year with the opportunity to do two leagues as we've done 2021, 2019, 2018, depending on the interest from former and new players. You must be able to commute to Tampa, Florida to participate in person at the Hooters location, date and time to be announced shortly. Email me at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Tell me a little bit about your fantasy background, football only, please, and where you're located, and how long you've been listening to the podcast, and anything else that would make you stand out to me. And I'm going to get back to you. Right now, I'm just gauging interest in how many players want to play in a no-fee Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League for 2023 that we'll draft at one of the Hooters locations in Tampa. Again, my email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. This first week of the Fantasy Football Podcast, because again, I think it's a very, 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 very fair assumption, none of you are drafting this weekend. And if you are, your commissioner should be fired. It's too early. It seems like players are getting hurt just about every day. At the time I'm recording this, early in the week, the Colts seemingly don't have any available running backs of note. So we'll see how that situation plays out. But the point is, I'm not doing player evaluation this week in any of these podcasts. We'll start to get into that next week, starting with episode 5. But the one thing I want to get to, and for those of you who had the third podcast of the season, as the podcast where Todd talks about tight ends, you can cash that ticket. I'm not going to spend as much time on it this year because anyone who knows me knows where I stand on this, knows how I administrate this, and knows my reasoning behind it. Since the beginning of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Foundation League, which is my personal league that is going into year 9. It was 1 year in advance of this podcast and with a core group that remains together playing for the Jimmy McGinty Trophy. I eliminated the mandatory tight end. At no point in that league, did you need to start a tight end, roster a tight end, draft a tight end, even look at a tight end? The data leading into that season, so that was almost a decade ago, screamed that the tight end position in the National Football League did not provide enough relatively speaking to other positions, did not provide enough capable fantasy starters to cover an entire league. And then the minute injuries and bye weeks started happening, you're just throwing darts at some random guy that you would normally never even know his name, who you hope would catch a touchdown pass of 1 to 2 yards. And to me, that should not determine whether you win or lose in a particular week or whether or not you win a fantasy championship. I try to take the dart throwing out of it as much as possible. Also, I grew tired of dealing with, personally, and then later answering questions about these obscure names and whether or not someone should pick them up for a particular week because their tight end is on a bye or their tight end is injured. So just to eliminate the problem, right? Part of solving the problem is identifying the problem. Tight end in fantasy football is a problem. So once you acknowledge that it is, and once you put some thought into it, you realize there's no rule that you must have tight ends in fantasy football and they must be mandatory. So you get rid of the mandatory tight end as a weekly starter in your lineup. And the hedge is perfect. For those of you that don't know me that are saying, well, what about Travis Kelce? Or, you know, 6'5", 6", well, heck, as recently as 3 years ago. What about Rob Gronkowski? And there have been a few others, a few. The hedge is this. You take that slot that was the mandatory tight end starter every week, and instead of clicking on that box in your scoring settings, you click on the box, usually right below it, for what is called a wide receiver slash tight end flex. That preserves the value of productive tight ends like what Rob Gronkowski used to do and like what Travis Kelce has been doing and the few others that put up enough numbers to merit your consideration to win you games in fantasy football. So yeah, you can play those guys. You can play them in the same spot that you would otherwise play a mandatory tight end, but the hedge is you don't have to. If you never want to draft, roster, pick up, start a tight end all year, you don't have to, which also means you don't have to ask me, hey, I need a tight end this week, because as we go along this year, those are the emails that I will not answer. I will not answer them. I'm telling you in advance because I'm not a hypocrite. If you eliminate the mandatory tight end and you go to the wide receiver tight end flex to fill that position, those questions are also eliminated. So if I'm going to go out of my way to eliminate that from my life, I'll be damned if you're going to ignore my advice and then ask me irrelevant, unnecessary questions about tight ends who are about as obscure as the guy who won the PGA Tour event at TPC Twin Cities last week, and I'm a golf fan. Yeah. So, don't ask. If you are still in the league playing tight ends, okay, you're in what I call an outdated 20th century fantasy football league. That's one of the reasons. I have many other things that I do in my leagues that modernize the game. So if you have tight end questions, that's your problem. It's not mine, and it's not the problem of anyone who plays in a Todd Wright fantasy football podcast league. I actually like that a couple of years ago, my colleague and terrific radio host Gil Alexander from VSIN, the Vegas Stats and Information Network, talked about how in mandatory tight end leagues, you could make an argument for taking Travis Kelce in the first round. He was right, and that only spotlighted further why, from an administrative standpoint, tight end is a problem. Eliminate the problem. You maintain a high level of value for Kelce, who puts up numbers like a wide receiver one with Patrick Mahomes. But you don't have to deal with any other tight ends because this just in, only one owner in your league is going to get Travis Kelce. Now, someone, is it Dave Klug or Kluge? I'm sorry. He's a good guy. I've written him a couple of times on Twitter, K-L-U-G-E. Some of you who are fantasy players may know who I'm talking about. I follow his account. He makes some good fantasy comments there. And Dave just recently talked about how he finds it interesting that I know he had Engram in there, who's now with the Engram with the Jaguars, Waller with the Giants, and Mark Andrews with the Ravens, and talked about how those three tight ends probably have more value because no one player on their team is a true number one receiver. So those tight ends, it could be the Travis Kelce effect because there really isn't a true number one receiver week to week for the Kansas City Chiefs. So Kelce benefits from that. And Dave is making the point how Engram can benefit from that. Although, you know, there's always examples the other way. I started Engram, maybe you guys did too, in a championship game last year in a smash spot against the Texans. And Lawrence didn't use him, didn't need to. And then Engram barely played the second half of the game because the game was in hand, where I could have just played Dalton Schultz and won the Jimmy McGinty trophy after Dalton had played on Thursday night and scored twice against the Titans. So, by the way, why is it that the Titans seem to host the first game of Fantasy Championship Week the last couple years? Now, this week, I'll get into this in another podcast. I'm going to back everything up 1 week. There's a few reasons from this past year that caused a lot of commissioners and leagues problems. We'll get into that maybe in the next episode. I'll stay on tight ends for now. So this is it. I'm telling you now, in episode 3, don't ask me irrelevant tight end questions this year. Those emails will not be returned. Do yourself a favor and eliminate the mandatory tight end in your league and replace it with a wide receiver tight end flex. And that preserves the value of Travis Kelce and however many other, there will be a handful of tight ends that put up some decent fantasy numbers, but you're going to save yourself a lot of time worrying about a position where you could just eliminate the problem entirely by doing what I did almost 10 years ago. And we have not looked back. It's not like we play fantasy football because we must play tight ends. And the best tight ends tend to run routes and do a lot of things like good wide receivers do. It's just sort of a name now for the position. So get rid of it, as I have. It will not be in any podcast leagues, never has. It's not in the foundation, and it's just going to save you a lot of time and a lot of trouble, and it won't determine whether you win or lose in fantasy this year. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Hooters is your spot to catch all the games this season. Try our world-famous wings, delicious seafood, stacked sandwiches, salads, and more. Visit any of the many original Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, and we will be there for the podcast league draft or drafts. And likely we'll have some drafts at a location, date, and time to be announced. If you're interested in playing in our leagues, remember there is never any fee associated with playing in any Todd Wright Fantasy League. Email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. Talk to you next time.